The First Lady is on a nationwide tour promoting Help America's Youth. That's a $150 million proposal that would attempt to do several things, including keep kids out of gangs. Mrs. Bush toured Rosalie Manor, a social services agency in Milwaukee that already gets money from the Department of Health and Human Services. Bush says Help America's Youth would also try to strengthen marriages and help young fathers.
The Responsible Fatherhood Initiative would support community and faith-based organizations that provide education, training, and other services to help men become involved, committed, and responsible fathers, both emotionally and financially. And the Healthy Marriage Initiative would support research into the best ways to keep marriages strong.
But critics call the Help America's Youth proposal an attempt to mask larger proposed cuts in other intervention and prevention programs. Some of the cuts would be in community development block grant funds. Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett says he's delighted the First Lady was in the city, but says look at the big picture.
I don't want this to be a situation where we've got a high-profile program that's begun that's funded at a fraction of the amount that we used to receive to do a lot of the same functions.
Wisconsin Senators Herb Kohl and Russ Feingold say they've signed on to a letter to Senate leaders asking that proposed cuts in block grant funding be tossed out of the budget proposal. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.